Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all of his saints. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the Christmas rush has begun. It started with Black Friday and the crowds at the mall waiting for stores to open so everyone could get a bargain. My daughter-in-law always gets up early on that day and heads to the mall. She actually enjoys it. I don't understand it. But that's all right. I don't understand a lot of things. For some folks, that is what the Christmas preparation is all about. Getting the right gift for the right price. Now, you can relax. This is not another sermon about getting your Advent priorities straight. Well, I guess it is. But it is not a harangue against a materialistic Christmas. Well, maybe it is. But that's not what I want us to concentrate on this morning. Instead, I want us to think of another kind of preparation on this first Sunday of Advent. This is the beginning of the Christian year, and we are encouraged to look to the future, not just to December 25, but the future reality of the kingdom of God. And we are asked to anticipate what is to come. Advent, you see, beckons us to fill the cup of today with the full measure of tomorrow. The prophet Jeremiah heard God say, "The days are surely coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah." And St. Luke reports that Jesus also envisioned the future. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations. And Luke says there will be two reactions to these events. Some people will faint with fear. But Jesus tells his followers, when these things begin to take place, stand up. Stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And then he cautions his followers and he cautions us, be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. Don't let the worries of this life weigh you down, because your redemption is drawing near. So Jesus looks to the future while being very much in the present. Bennett Sims, who was Bishop of Atlanta, once spoke of what he called Advent-mindedness. And by this, he meant an attitude summed up in the bumper stickers that were very popular several years ago. I'm sure you remember them. At the rapture, this car will be driverless. Remember those? Bishop Sims said, so we've got one more reason to be watchful. Not just for the Lord, but for drivers who may only imagine that the Lord has come. And the bishop went on to say that the real problem with an obsessive attitude to the end time is that it becomes careless of the present. It becomes careless of the present. While Advent has us looking forward to the second coming of Christ, it does not become careless of the present. I think the real message of Advent is God has a gift for us, the present. So you might say, God's present is the present. Jesus called on his followers to prepare for the future in the present. And Luke ends this section of his gospel by Jesus saying, be alert. Be alert at all times. So Jesus is calling us to watch, to live in the present, as if the future were happening right now. Remember, God has a gift for us, the present. Can you imagine Jesus telling the leper who comes to him to be healed that he should just tough it out until the parousia, the last day, when all will be made right and he will stop itching and burning? Or can you see Jesus telling the hungry people who have come out to hear him teach, don't worry about eating instead of feeding the 5,000? Can you hear the Good Samaritan saying to the mugged man on the side of the road not to worry about his concussion or his ruptured spleen, because the end is near and all suffering will be over soon? Can you imagine Paul or any of the apostles not preaching or starting churches because the end would make it all useless? Of course not. In all of these instances, the reality of the present called forth a response that in no way was negated because of a belief in the future consummation. Don't lose the now in the then. Don't lose the present in the future. In that wonderful old Tennessee Williams play, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Big Daddy comes near to the end of his life with his world in shambles. Now, he has built a successful business, but at the cost of his family life. He has never truly loved either his wife or his children. He is estranged from his wife. His older son could care less about him. His younger son is an alcoholic. And at the end of the play, if you remember, he discovers he has a terminal illness and will soon die. In the midst of a really violent argument with his younger son, he begins to talk about his plans for the future, when it finally dawns on him that he will not live to fulfill those plans. Then eternal realities break into his present. He embraces the younger son, begins making amends with his older son, and for the first time in the play, he calls his wife by name. And the play ends with him living each moment as if it were eternally significant. The whole Hackett family gathered for Thanksgiving this week. And again, we gathered to celebrate the graduation from college of one of my granddaughters. And let me tell you, when we get together, it's quite a gathering. Kay and I, our four children, four spouses, 10 grandchildren, ranging in age from 24 down to 3. And I looked around the table, and I really looked, seeing each of them as wonderful and valuable children of God with great potential, being very aware that my time with them is limited, and rejoicing for the time together. You see, each moment does have eternal significance. That is the message of Advent. You have eternal significance. You have eternal significance. Don't sell yourself short. God doesn't. Take time in this Advent season to appreciate what God has done and is doing for you. God, the God of all things past and the God of all things future, offers us the gift of the present. God invites us to live in the present with the expectation and the awareness of the fact that eternal realities can and do break into it at any given moment. The Christ comes to be born in our midst. Believe it and watch. Watch. Every day, watch for the gift of God, the promise of God, that He is with us. And at some time, we know not when, the unseen will be made seen. The will of the Father will be done on earth as completely as it is in heaven. All sin will be washed away and all evil overcome. The only reality will be blessedness in God, as the prophets foretold. Only absolute goodness, complete freedom, universal reconciliation, undeserved love will be upon us. It's the Lord's magnificent then that makes our now alive and bright with hope. So stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen.
Let us stand together and profess our faith in reading of the Nicene Creed, found on 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
As the Church worldwide celebrates the beginning of its new year, let us turn our minds and hearts to the larger community of which we are a part, saying, "Hear our prayer, O Lord, and grant us mercy." For all peoples of every race, nation, and disposition, may your love so embrace us all that its power overcomes our conflicts, our defenses, and our fears. Quicken us to our true nature as your children, that we may love one another. Hear our prayer, O Lord. For all the churches of the world, Orthodox, Catholic, Protestant, and Pentecostal, may we grow together in understanding of mission, that we may be strengthened in unity and united in acts of service. Call us to the one discipleship with its many gifts. Hear our prayer, O Lord. For all Christian communities, young and growing in Africa, aging and changing in North America, renew our vision and experience of Christian community as ever birthing, ever transforming, ever young and open to risk, ever old and full of wisdom. Hear our prayer, O Lord. For those who live in fear and confusion, whether they be stateless people in refugee camps or settled people hidden behind fences, give to the vulnerable strength and to the secure vulnerability, that our human compassion for one another may end in justice and give our societies a human face. Hear our prayer, O Lord. For this community, especially for those who suffer, most for the emotionally and physically ill, for the dying, for those who grieve, may we all, out of our own suffering, give comfort and support. Hear our prayer, O Lord. For the larger community around us, especially for the newborn children, the homeless and the imprisoned, may we create a world where shelter, food, and medical care are available for all, and where the law protects people for a better chance and better choices. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
And grant us mercy.
We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karan, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, James, Audrey, Irene, Debbie, Larry, Joyce, Peter, Michael, Pat, Joe, Debbie, George, Howard, Margaret, Marcy, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Jennifer and Victoria, Linda, Bobby, Jack, Ellis, Baylor, Dwayne, Greg, Johnny, and Shay. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Grant us mercy.
Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We pray especially for Ryan, who is leaving for basic training this week. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially John Sargent II, Tom Morgan, Liza Odell, and John Lee Hawkins. On this first day of the year, we gather up our prayers and offer them to you, O Lord, knowing full well that there are signs in the sun and moon and stars, and in the common events of ordinary life that call us to attend to your coming. Prepare us for the time of trial and for your dominion coming now and at the close of this age. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. Last week at our annual parish meeting, I failed to adequately express my appreciation for the three people who were rotating off of the vestry. It must have done them in because they're not here today. So if you get a chance, say thank you to Dee Taylor, Joan Guthrie, and Gaines Campbell, who have rotated off, and congratulate and express your appreciation for their willingness to serve to Pam Dalton, Courtney Hicks, and Shane Simpson. I would remind the vestry that our vestry meeting has been moved to this Tuesday, December the 1st. So that's a heads up for the members of the vestry. Tom Morgan does yeoman's work in providing us our sound system. But that means, unless he has some help, he's here almost every Sunday. And he needs some help. So if you are so inclined, he would be delighted to teach you the simple matter, I think it's simple, of how to turn it on and turn it off. And he will be glad to have a volunteer see him right after the service. Next Sunday, the adult class is starting a new session studying the book, The Blazing Bush, and Gaines Campbell will be teaching that. And then finally, it's that time of the year where we ask you to sign up for Christmas flowers. The Flower Guild is ready to receive your name by putting it on the board in the Flower Guild room. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Jesus' tree, free them from Satan.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may, without shame or fear, rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing, and set you free from all sin. Amen. May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love.
Amen.
May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer at his second advent be rewarded with unending life.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Hallelujah.